KBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. What's the holdup? Not clear yet. Hugs and tears at a hospital in central Israel, where the first three hostages released from Gaza by Hamas were taken, in the first day of a ceasefire deal. But the first day, Israel is supposed to free 90 Palestinian prisoners, and it hasn't happened yet, and it's past midnight there. No word about the reason for the delay. You can still buy chicken in Georgia. It is deemed safe to eat, but all commercial poultry operations in a six-mile radius are under quarantine for testing and disinfecting for a few weeks because of bird flu. No, TikTok is not fully back after President-elect Trump's comments today about wanting to restore access for Americans to the video sharing app, but in the U.S., you cannot download it. It's uncharted territory because under the law, TikTok is supposed to be banned by today. This is ABC News. What would you do if you're one of the 95 million Americans on alert for brutal cold temperatures in the coming days?
I'm off work on Monday, and I'm just going to sit home and relax.
I'm just going to spend time just chilling out and eating a lot of sweets.
Those folks in northeastern Pennsylvania, Lackawanna County. Worries about failure from ABC's Dave Packer.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has opened a preliminary investigation into an engine failure that could affect 877,000 GM SUVs and trucks. Investigators say they've gotten 39 complaints and several early warning field reports.
A break for older folks seeking to lighten up. ABC's Michelle Franzen.
Popular weight loss drugs Ozempic and Wegovy have been added to Medicare's list of medications that the government will negotiate for with manufacturers. Both drugs are made by Denmark-based Novo Nordisk.
Our Michelle Franzen, Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Let's kick things off with a double dip of the Earthlings. They got a really interesting show coming up in Mineral Point, Wisconsin. We'll tell you all about that in just a couple of minutes. Right now, some older music from the Earthlings. This is A Husk of Road. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Everything is going to the point where we got Trying to catch the wind, but I had no idea.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with a double dip of the Earthlings to kick off the show. I had to do it for myself. Before that, a Huska record. I had to do it for myself. That's the Earthlings' latest release. You can see the Earthlings on Saturday, January 25th in Mineral Point, Wisconsin at the Mineral Point Opera House. That's going to be a pretty cool show. Yeah, check that out. Good evening, everybody. My name is Jimmy K. Rocker is still off, recovering at home. Terry Barr will check in later. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm so happy you could join us. We got a great show for you tonight. Our good friend Aaron Weber is going to stop in here in just a couple of minutes, talk about some real estate and how you can buy or sell your next home, get some help doing that. All the information is at movetomadison.com. And the 7 o'clock hour, I found this new band out of Appleton, Wisconsin. They are called Isaiah and the New Friends. They are good, and you're going to enjoy them, and I'm looking forward to speaking with Isaiah tonight after 7 o'clock. And then Terry Barr in the 8 o'clock hour is going to have a chat with jazz musician Janet Plant. Holy cow, Terry. Janet Plant has played jazz all over this country. She's from Wisconsin. We're going to meet her tonight after 8 o'clock. And then after 8:30 tonight, we're going to do a countdown. We're going to count down the top 41 most played songs in 2024 here on Max Inc. Radio. The list is really good. It's going to be a great 3.5 hours of music. Rob Roberts will have the number one song just before midnight tonight. Stick around for that. The top 41 most played songs on Max Inc. Radio starting at 8:30 tonight. In the meantime, I've got some music from Kara Lee. Now, Kara Lee is playing with the Earthlings in Mineral Point on Saturday the 25th. She's from Madison. She's a lover of dark new wave earthrel jams and any music that makes her cry deep inside. Let's check out Kara Lee right now. This is her song, Like a Ghost. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
still like a frog running free. Make the best of what you got and make it last and live your next prayer. Take the best of what you got and make it last and live your next prayer. Miles on a sports trip through the hills that you call home.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. Jackie Ernst and Undertow. Madison misses Jackie Ernst. Wish she'd come back maybe play a show. She moved to Arizona last year. Dogtown Hollow before that with Last Best Ride. They're going to be playing a show at the Up North Bar here in Madison on Thursday, January 23rd. I'm Jimmy Kay, Max Inc. on Civic Media across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hope you're all having a great night. Music on the way this hour from Louie and the Flash Bombs. We'll do some heavy looks, and we're going to give the drummer some. We're going to crank out some James Brown with Clyde Stubblefield on drums. That's coming up later this hour. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. You could buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. Also, the Carbon 4 Brewing Company on Madison's east side. They make high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. You can visit their tap room or try exclusive creations from their brewers, plus sampling of local snacks and live music. Get the full schedule of live music and everything on the menu at carbon4.com. Hey, Aaron Weber, he's in studio. We're going to have a chat with him next. It's Max Inc. on a Saturday night.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Winter blues? Time for a change? Yeah, the Aaron Weber Group gets it, and they can get you moving. Whether west to Oregon or east to Brooklyn, the Aaron Weber Group has you covered. Wait a second. I don't get this. Here in Dane County, we have Oregon south of Madison, and Brooklyn is south too. Whoever wrote this has their directions messed up. But don't you worry. The Aaron Weber Group has the compass and will find you your way home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Go to movetomadison.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome back to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Don't forget, we got the Max Inc. Top 41 most played songs during 2024 coming up after 8:30 tonight. Rob Roberts will have the number one song tonight just before midnight. Hey, let's talk about some real estate. Maybe you want to buy or sell a home. I got just the guy you want to talk to. Aaron Weber from the Aaron Weber Group. MoveToMadison.com is the address. Aaron, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having me on tonight, Jimmy. It's just another beautiful night here in Madison.
It sure is, man.
And just talking about real estate and music. I mean, I think we'll have a fun evening tonight. So,
well, the first thing I got to know, I wish we were in studio together because it would be easier to discuss this, but what kind of socks are you wearing tonight?
One is an Argyle pattern. It's a newer version, so it's a smart wool, which if you've never had smart wool, they are amazing. And then one is it's an older sock. It's been in the repertoire for quite some time. It's more of just a plain gray sock. I'm not sure how that got into my mix, but I don't discriminate in my socks. I will try everything and try it multiple times.
I'm just happy they don't match, because I think the world would probably come to an end if your socks matched at any point in time in life.
I think my wife would say the exact same thing. She says probability says they should match at some point, but logistically, it never happens.
Funny. January 18th, dude, we're 61 days away from the first day of spring. And when the spring comes, the flowers start blooming, the weather starts to warm up, and people want to sell their house, don't they?
The housing market is already heating up. In 61 days till spring, typical buyers, when you're looking at a house, writing an offer on a house, usually you close 30 to 60 days after that. So you could be in your house by the time spring starts.
Amazing. You know, what's the number one thing as a seller that you can do to really make an impact in that selling process and get the maximum value for your home?
Besides giving me fresh cookies when I come meet with you?
Exactly. That's a given, right?
No, the best thing you can do is have your house cleaned up, spruced up, do all those little touch-ups on your paint, make sure all your light bulbs are the same color, just so when people walk into that house, they can see themselves living there. Maybe take down all the extra photos of your family, all your wedding pictures, everything like that, just to make it clean and crisp.
I was going to ask you about like photos, but like, what about like normal knickknacks? Should people pack those up or maybe display something?
I would pack up everything. You wanted to make it look as big and as open as possible. I know, Jimmy, you probably know nobody has a clean basement storage area. They don't have a clean garage. They just throw everything into those areas. The cleaner you can make that look, the more desirable your house is. Yeah. It's incredible.
You want the people to imagine their stuff, not see your stuff.
Exactly. They want to see themselves living there. They don't want to, be looking through all your knickknacks and stuff like that. They will have plenty of knickknacks to fill up the house once they buy it. I am sure of that. And if they don't, I'm pretty sure there's a company called Amazon that will deliver them.
Right, right. You know, Aaron Weber from the Aaron Weber Group, once we go to movetomadison.com, you come over, you'll help us through that process. I mean, you won't do the physical labor of packing stuff, but you'll give tips along the way. Hey, you should ought to do this. If you do this, we can really make some things pop, right?
Absolutely. We'll come over and we'll walk through your house, show you what we need to do. If you don't have people to help you, we have painters, we have handyman, we have people to help you declutter. Also, we have a moving truck. So if you have a lot of stuff, you can put it all in that moving truck and take it to, St. Vinny's and get it donated, and really make an impact. So it's a very cool operation that we have to make sure you get your house ready and in the best light possible.
That's fantastic. Then when it comes to putting your house on the market, that's where Move to Madison and the Aaron Weber Group really shines, especially since the partnership with Compass.
Absolutely. So now we have access to so many cool tools to get your house in front of the most people possible. Being part of a nationwide brokerage, which is the largest in the country, we have access to agents, technology that get your home in front of people you would have never thought possible many years ago. It's just incredible what we have going for us that way.
And it's
but
super.
What we do as a team.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. What we do as a team is we're out there, we're putting together a 3-point strategy to get your house into the best light, making sure we hit the best timing, because in this, spring market that's coming, it's all weather dependent. If you put your house up and we have a snowstorm this weekend, it's not going to be a good time to put your house up. So we play meteorologists now. I play, a realtor. We make sure we get your house to where it needs to be.
I'm sure a little psychology is put in that as well. Calm down. Yeah. Everything's going to be okay.
Psychology, let's see here, marriage counselor. We got it all.
That's awesome.
I've been trained in all these things. I definitely do not have degrees in them, but I've been trained in them.
Movetomadison.com. That's the place you want to go to get the ball rolling. If you're thinking about selling your house this coming spring and maybe get that upgrade, maybe you don't have a garage and you really want a garage or maybe a little bit bigger backyard to get the garden rolling, right? And those are the kind of things that And if your house has some special features like, you know, some ADA accessibility in it or something that isn't above the normal, you know, make sure you put that in the description of your house, because with Move to Madison and Compass, they can fine tune that and really zero it into the people who are looking for those things.
Absolutely. And if you're not even looking to sell this spring, you want to sell next spring or three springs from now, we have plans to get you ready for that when you're ready. I have sellers reaching out right now that aren't planning to sell for 2 to 3 years. We're already walking them through the steps of what we need to do, so we're ready when they're ready.
And the key is to be ready when it happens. And if you follow the steps, hey, there's a reward at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, it's an incredible journey. The Madison market's heating up right now. Every day we're going to start getting a little bit warmer as we get closer to spring. The warmer it gets outside, the more buyers that are out looking. There's more listings happening. So just being ready to have all that hit.
That's awesome. Aaron, I appreciate your help. Definitely appreciate your support here on Max Inc. Radio. If people wanted to hit you up, get a hold of you, of course, we can go to movetomadison.com. You got some digits that people can reach out and call you on?
Yeah, you can call us at 608-618-MOVE, M-O-V-E. You can reach us directly that way. So hit us up on the website, text us at that number, go to Facebook, go to Instagram. We're all over the place. We're not hard to find. We're local. We're ready to roll.
And you guys rock and never wear the same socks.
Oh, never wear the same socks. And you get all this witty humor the entire time we're working together.
Aaron, let's do this again sometime soon, hopefully in person.
Absolutely. Can't wait to get back in the studio.
All right. Aaron Weber, movetomadison.com. Appreciate you, brother. Let's do some Louie and the Flash Bombs now. Why You Want to Be Like That. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Because Civic Media, we are local music. Beth Keeley Band, You've Got Everything You Need. Before that, Heavy Looks with Gaslight. And Why You Want to Be Like That, Louie and the Flash Bombs. Hey, thanks to Aaron Weber from MoveToMadison.com for coming on the show tonight. Always appreciate him and his mismatched socks. If you're buying or selling your next home, MoveToMadison.com. Aaron Weber, powered by Compass. I'm Jimmy Kay. Thanks for tuning in and checking out the original local music coming up next half hour. We got Isaiah and the New People. They're going to come on. We got a couple great songs from them. They're just starting out, making some waves in the music scene. And we're going to talk with Isaiah coming up at 7:30. Got a double dip to kick off the 7 o'clock hour with Eddie Berth, plus music from Them Cooley Boys. That's not going to be a brand new track. Looking forward to that. But right now, let's give the drummer some. James Brown on the Max Inc. Radio.
Go!
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Tears of joy as the first prisoner swap under the new Gaza ceasefire is completed. This reunion at a hospital in central Israel. First three Israeli hostages released from Gaza by Hamas. And hours later, in the past hour, Israel put 90 Palestinian prisoners on buses and took them to waiting families in the West Bank. Making big promises on the eve of his inauguration, the president-elect at a Washington rally promising that by tomorrow night...
And all the illegal border trespasses will in some form or another be on their way back home.
A top advisor saying the new president will order troops to help build more infrastructure at the border. It's unclear whether Mr. Trump has any authority to delay the banning of TikTok, which went into effect today, which he says he favors. But the law is specific. The app is back working for current users, but new ones can't download it. This is ABC News.